I don't have that trouble with it sticking to his legs. It does stick on the paws. And that I let him take care of by himself because he can do it a lot better than I can. You know, it gets on the paws and it builds up between the pads, and it spreads their toes apart too much, giving them a wound, an injury. But you know, the thing that I am currently battling with my dog is excessive licking. He's got currently he's got one smaller spot he's working on. I thought I had that issue all taken care of, and well, it came back. Oh well. And I'm back to working on it again. And vet stuff for that particular issue for my dog don't work. It's expensive and it don't work. I tried it. What I have found does work is Benadryl. And that would be in humans, it's used for allergies, etc., and other things. And that seems to work pretty well. And once, of course, that licking cycle is broke, well, then we can ease off on the Benadryl. But for now, he's doing great. A lot of energy. Still spends a lot of time in the air when we walk. Back to you.
Yeah, Snowball don't have that. Nothing sticks to her. But Erica's got that thin, stringy hair. And, you name it, it sticks. It's just like to your shoelaces, you know, it'll stick. But when we get home, and I remember, I got like a little comb, and I just run the comb through over her feet and between her toes, and it pops that snow right off real quick. But I've been thinking over the last few days, like something like a spandex tube sock thing that's small enough where you can just slip it on her legs and, you know, put it on during the day. And so when they go outside or you take them for a walk, the only spot to be exposed is her paw. And like you said, they could take care of that part pretty good. But, you get a good fresh snow. I got shoes for them, but it doesn't do anything for her leg because that snow, it gets up there all the way up to just past the hock on her back legs, and it really makes it cold.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KADAC,